This is Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. I'm Steve Kraske. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt has made it clear that he would like President Joe Biden's $2.3 trillion infrastructure package to be cut down to about a third of its proposed size. Yesterday, the senator, along with five other Republican members of the U.S. Senate, met with President Biden to discuss finding middle ground on an infrastructure deal. Senator Blunt joins us now to discuss his takeaways from the conversation. Senator, always good to have you on the show. Welcome back.
Hey, Steve. Good to be with you. I would say on the disappointing streak here that the Royals have joined, they had a pretty exciting streak before that. In fact, I've got a great Royals tie that Abby got me a couple of years ago, and so I was wearing it every day the Royals were at the top of their division, which was several days in a row, including the night President Biden gave his speech to the Congress. So there I was in my mask and my Royals tie, and I was hoping I'd just wear that tie totally out before the end of the season, but I'm hoping to put it on again here before too long as the Royals get back to first place. Now, I will admit today I'm wearing my Cardinals tie because they're in first place, but the best thing for me would be if I could wear the Royals tie one day and the Cardinals tie the next day to celebrate the fact that they were both heading up their division again.
Well, some folks here in Kansas City will be looking for congressional action maybe to help us out if this continues too much longer, Senator.
May take that. Some sort of mercy rule or something that has to be put in place. Yeah.
Well, how productive was your meeting with the president yesterday, Senator?
You know, we'll see. I think it was a good meeting. I think the president understands that everybody would benefit if we could figure out how to do part of this package together. My view on the package has been that if we could settle on what 6 months ago reporters who had covered these issues for years would have readily agreed on what was infrastructure, and get this down to that traditional definition of infrastructure, we can find ways to do this. I think the president was very engaged in the meeting yesterday. It was five senators, he and the vice president, Secretary of Commerce and Transportation, and only one White House staffer. So the president himself was very engaged in that discussion. We'll see. I know before we got, as you were talking about moving toward this topic, you said like to reduce it to about a third of the $2.3 trillion it already was. Mm-hmm. I would remind you that, and I'm sure you know this, but a third of that would be the biggest infrastructure package ever to land on a president's desk.
Right.
I think we can get it there. I'm not sure we will get it there, but you know, we all left yesterday with a view of coming back with a more specific proposal of how we do it, and how through things like public-private partnerships and the Repair Act, that kind of an infrastructure bank that Senator Warner and I have introduced, Warner from Virginia, a Democrat from Virginia, and I have introduced the last three Congresses, how we get to paying for that without getting into the 2017 tax bill, which I think every Republican who was in the Senate in 2017 voted for that tax bill. And I think we all thought that it was doing exactly what we had hoped it would do a year and a half ago, right as COVID began to kick off. So guidelines are sort of, that's a line for us. A line for the president is to do as much in infrastructure, and I think if we can define infrastructure in a way both sides are comfortable with, we have a real chance to move forward. And Missouri benefits, Kansas benefits from infrastructure. Mm-hmm. One of our great advantages, you've heard me say before, Steve, where we live is where we live. Location is a huge advantage to us. The rivers, the highways, the airports, the ports, the railroad changing yards, all of that is a huge economic advantage to us. And, you know, good transportation policy matters a lot to the country, but it matters more where you and I live, and we ought to be thinking about that as we move forward.
Senator, why is it important for Republicans to keep this package defined to what has traditionally been an infrastructure package? What's your concern with expanding it slightly or even broadly beyond that definition?
Well, one of my general concerns the last several years have been we more and more get down to where we think we can only pass things in one big bill that nobody really ever has a very good handle on. That happens over and over again when the four congressional leaders, the Democrat and Republican leaders in both the House and Senate, get together with a dozen of their staffers and put some huge bill together at the end, and that's not the best way to legislate. It's not the best way to govern. I've said publicly before, and again told the president yesterday, that we're not at all suggesting you can't try to figure out how to do this some other way, the rest of it. Some of it might have some Republican support, most of it won't have, but we're not asking you to not do any of the other things if you decide to work with us on infrastructure. For instance, there's $100 billion in the president's proposal for tax credits for electric vehicles. That's an issue that I don't have any problem debating that. Mm-hmm. If a majority of the House and Senate want to do that and the president wants to do it, that can happen. But that's not infrastructure. Actually, electric vehicles on the highway that don't pay anything to be on the highway actually sort of work against infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked yesterday about, well, if we're going to do something in electric vehicles, let's figure out how we begin to have the person driving the electric-powered vehicle right behind the person driving a gas-powered vehicle. Right. The gas-powered vehicle guy is paying to support the road and bridge system. The electric car vehicle guy is not, man or woman, and let's figure out how to do something about that.
Senator,
help me. Part of a transportation package.
You know, at this point, the president's at $2.3 trillion. Republicans are roughly at $568 billion. That's a pretty big gap here. The president's saying he's willing to compromise. Listen, you've been out there for a while. Where do you see this thing going?
Well, I do think that we've never said, one, I think our number is a five-year number and his number is an eight-year number.
Okay.
So a lot of that goes away pretty quickly.
Okay.
Even Senator McConnell, who's not been, well, Senator McConnell this week said, in his view, the top line would be $800 billion. So, you know, it's interesting, Steve, we've talked about these huge numbers now for a year in this COVID world where we kind of kick around hundreds of billions of dollars or $2.3 trillion as if we're not talking about real money. And of course we are. And I think when you look at the things we would consider traditional infrastructure, roads, bridges, ports, airports, water systems, underground water systems, broadband, our number is not that far from the president's number, particularly if you begin to look at the five-year window that we've talked about as opposed to the eight-year window. And I'm more than happy to go to the eight-year number if that's where we need to be to figure out how to pay for this.
Mm-hmm.
It's time we had a big infrastructure plan for the entire Obama administration and the entire Trump administration. Almost every month, the next month was going to be infrastructure month. I don't think we can put this off much longer.
Right.
And hope we don't.
Maybe a final point here. One of the concerns here on your party's behalf, Senator, is how the president's proposed to pay for this, which includes tax increases. How would the GOP finance a plan that is somewhat smaller?
Well, I think one thing, a lot of infrastructure has always been self-financing,
mm-hmm.
and it works that, and it's worked that way pretty well. And there are ways the government can step in and make self-financing work effectively. For instance, if you're going to replace an underground water lead pipe water system, you know, a zero interest loan with a 30-year payback makes it suddenly very possible for the ratepayers themselves to pay that back over a 30-year period of time without really impacting their monthly bill very much, but they get a whole new water system as part of that. The other thing would be public-private partnerships. The mm-hmm. Business Roundtable, in some material I took to the White House yesterday that had suggested that there's probably $345 billion of private sector money, pension funds, and other funds available to become partners in these kind of projects if we could figure out the right way to do that. Senator Warner and I think one of the pathways to do that is the Repair Act. It's an idea that Republicans like, but frankly, it's an idea that was first proposed by John Kerry in recent days when he was running for president. Let's
right.
have an infrastructure bank where you get $300 billion of activity for $10 or $20 billion of money, of actual government money, that goes into a fund to help make all of that possible.
Senator, when you meet with a president like you did yesterday, is that a comfortable meeting? Is it tense? What's the mood like?
You know, I think the five senators there yesterday, most of us have known the president for a long time.
Sure.
We all served with the vice president for a couple of years.
Yes.
It was a working meeting that I thought was not tense at all. I mean, we have different views, but everybody in that room should understand that in politics and in a democracy, you're going to have different views. And let's talk about those views and find out if there's a place in the middle. And one place in the middle for us would be scope. What do we mean by infrastructure? Let's just not call everything you can imagine infrastructure because it's a popular term. And how do you pay for it? And, you know, the president more willing to increase taxes than we are. We're more eager to find ways to use the more traditional approach where infrastructure paid for itself. That's why it's important that everybody using the highway and road and bridge system, no matter how they power their vehicle, become a bigger part of paying for the system, particularly, Steve, as you'd anticipate that if General Motors is only going to make electric-powered cars by 2030, this is the time to figure out how we get those cars and the people who drive and own those cars sharing in the cost of maintaining
right.
the road, just like all of us who've always bought our gas at the gasoline pump have always paid for maintaining that system. And only in recent years, as the gasoline tax didn't keep up with inflation and mileage got better and other things, only in recent years did we do any subsidy of
right.
that system out of general revenue. It was a system designed where the people who use the system would pay for the system. And in our country, everybody's always thought that was pretty fair, and I think still do.
That's Missouri Senator Roy Blunt. Senator, thanks for the good update on your meeting with the president yesterday. It's always appreciated.
Great to be with you. Look forward to seeing you soon, Steve.
Thanks, Senator.